time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday season, all of the delicious food that was out there. Hoping everybody was realistic with their goal setting for themselves. I know I enjoyed myself without going too crazy. And as we did this, a lot of my clients, and I know a lot of people reaching out to me, are on to the next thing. And the next thing is the goals. The goals for next year. So one thing that I have said over and over, I've been saying this for years, I need to have a t-shirt made, is people need to worry less about what they eat between Thanksgiving and New Year's and more about what they eat between New Year's and Thanksgiving. So let's think about that. As you set yourself up for your goals, we must create them and make them in ways that they are realistic and sustainable. So today's show is going to be just that. Let's set ourselves up for success. Successful goal making for 2020. First off, can you even believe that it has been 20 years since Y2K? I saw that on the news the other day and I couldn't believe that. 20 years since we were freaking out about the computer systems crashing and us running out of water and systems shutting down. And it's crazy how 20 years have gone by. And it made me stop and think about that. How many of you have set goals for yourselves that you keep repeatedly setting for yourselves year after year after year that you have not yet met? And the reason for that is because we tend to set ourselves up for these goals that are just not sustainably reachable. So let's change that this year. Let's make the year 2020 one that we will reach these goals. Without goals, you lack focus and direction. So setting goals is very, very important. And setting personal goals puts you in the driver's seat. It gives you the power to transform your own life into the direction that you desire. So when we're talking about fitness, nutrition, wellness, it puts you in the place of initiating where you want to be with wellness. And the problem that I have found in this industry is people set themselves up for failure because they want what they can't achieve too quickly. So let's try something new in 2020. Let's start with baby steps. Let's not set ourselves up with these granular goals that are too great to meet. Let's start with something small that's achievable. To accomplish your goals, you need to know how to set them. So the process first begins with learning how to set your goals. First, you have to know and understand how to accomplish this. So here are 10 ways of understanding goal setting. So I'm going to kind of talk about goal setting, and I'm going to synthesize this with wellness to kind of give you the best of both worlds. So first off, my business motto has become trust the process. So the first and most important thing in goal setting is believe in the process. The first step in goal setting is to have absolute faith in believing in the process. If you don't have confidence in yourself and your abilities, then you might as well just forget the whole thing. You're not going to achieve your goals if you don't believe in yourself. If you're in doubt, look around you. Everything you see began as a goal in someone's head. turn your thoughts into a reality. So before you create these goals, make sure that you believe in yourself. Oftentimes we set ourselves up with these goals without having complete confidence that we can even accomplish them. So make sure before you start your fitness goal for the year, make sure you are 100% confident that you can achieve it. See it, taste it, smell it, know that you can reach it. Next, write it down. In order to evaluate your goal, you should have a plan to your attack. If you write your goal down and you schedule dates so that you can evaluate and see if you've completed your goals. This could be key to your success. Writing down your goals will help you see what position you're in as a creator. If you neglect this step, you are going to diminish your chances of success. Having them somewhere where you can see them every day will help reiterate their significance and increase the chances of you achieving them. This could be something as simple as jotting them down on the calendar. So for example, January's goal might be just to stop eating as much sugar and maybe exercising 2 days a week. February's goal might be to cut out processed foods and exercise 3 days a week. March's goal might be to cut out fast foods and go for a brisk walk 1 day a week. Each month you can set and establish a new goal, but if you write it down at the end of each month, you can actually evaluate and see if you've accomplished it. If you don't write it down, it becomes really abstract and it becomes jumbled and it becomes transparent and you don't really see it, and then it's invisible. Thus, it never existed. So writing it down, I really believe, is a key to success. And if you really want to get fancy, you can get some colorful markers and jot them down on your calendar and even get some stickers and stars and little emojis to highlight when you have accomplished them, because we are all kids at heart and we do all respond to these little rewards when we do meet our goals. So the next thing that I think I want to highlight for setting goals is you want to set them and make them specific. If your goals are specific, you have a greater chance of accomplishing them. If it deals with specific facts and events, the likelihood of success is greater. If your directions are very vague, they will be misconstrued and easily skipped over. Specific goals provide regimen and precision to your program. So let me give you an example for this. If your goals are not specific, if you just say work out twice a week, that might not be specific enough for some of you. So highlighting them and making them more specific might actually get you to do them. So maybe by saying walk 20 minutes a day would make you actually perform that, or do a 20-minute bike ride at the gym is more specific to get you to actually do it. So now you've written it down. It's more specific. If you complete it, you could put a little check mark or star or smiley face next to it. That way you know you've accomplished it. And now it's measurable. And that is my next and number four goal for you to achieve your goal is set goals that are measurable. If your goals are measurable, such as the one that I just gave you the example for, you can measure your progress. If you set goals that aren't measurable, for example, something that is not tangible, something that is not something that you could see or hear, it's really hard to measure it. You're less likely to reach it. So for example, if your goal is to, clean the house every single day, but it's not something that you would visibly see, you're not going to actually do it. You have to have it be more tangible, have it be more detailed. Simply saying that you're going to clean the house every single day is not concrete enough to actually have you do it. So you want it to be measurable, concrete, and something that you could actually track. You want it something that you will notice, that others will notice, and something that you could sit back and go, wow, I can really see the difference. If it's something that you're not going to really find pleasure and seek difference in accomplishing, then it's going to fail. Nobody likes to push themselves. Nobody likes to work really, really, really hard and not see an outcome. For example, with weight loss, this is a really hard one. We measure our weight loss on the scale. So when you get on that scale, you see that you've lost a pound. You get on the scale the next day, you see that you lost another pound. You get on the scale the next month, and you see that you've lost more weight. That is how you measure weight loss. But how do you measure a clean house? Because your kids come home and they mess it up, right? So that's a really hard one to measure. So you have to find the right tools to assess the measurability of what your goals are. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Get You Fit Radio, WHRULP. We're talking about setting realistic goals for yourself and what are the best ways to set goals that you are most likely to achieve. So my next one here, I think, is the most important. And when it comes to fitness and nutrition, this is the number one reason why people fail. In fitness and nutrition, and certainly with weight loss, the number one reason why so many people start a food plan, a diet, exercise regimen in January, and by February, they're off of it, is because they set goals that are not attainable. So number five is set your goals and make them attainable. While there's nothing wrong with shooting for the stars, it's very, very important to investigate whether your goal is really applicable to you and your lifestyle. If you don't have the time, the money, or the experience to pull something off, then it's not going to happen. So don't go buy a treadmill and think you're going to go on it every single day and commit to that at the store because you're going to spend $2,000 on this treadmill. Because you're going to get it home and it's going to sit there like 82% of treadmills sit there. Be realistic, okay? Spending the money on something isn't going to make you do it. You have to really ask yourself, dig deep. Can you see yourself doing this? And if you can't, don't even start it, because then you're setting yourself up for failure. And then the sadness sets in and you're right back to where you started. Think about that year after year after year. This is why every gym is going to be packed next week. And this is why by Valentine's Day, they're going to be empty. I see it happen every single year. So don't tell yourself you're going to get up at 5 a.m. every single day and force yourself to do it and then cry yourself to bed every night thinking, I got to get up tomorrow because you hate it so much. Make it workable. Do it one day a week until you get used to it. Get your feet wet. Don't go jumping into the scalding hot water and make yourself crazy. You will get there, but do it slowly. Make it realistic. And that's my number six, set goals that are realistic. Nothing is more unmotivating than not being able to achieve something that you've set yourself up to do. I've seen it happen so many times. I mean, I've done it myself. You know, you get yourself so frustrated because you are at a point where you are not liking the way you look, or you're not liking the way you feel, or maybe your doctor has given you a bad medical report and your cholesterol is high and your blood pressure is high and you're just really at rock bottom and you're like, that's it. I'm going for it. I'm going to get up every day and I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to cut out all sugar and I'm not going to eat anything fattening anymore. And you do it for a solid week and then that's all you can do. So what good is it if you can only sustain it for a week? There's a lot of fad diets out there. There's a lot of gimmicks out there. There's a lot of things that will work for a short term. you have to ask yourself, is this something I can do for the rest of my life? I was just at a presentation. I just came from a presentation where we talked about fad diets. And one of them that came up was keto. Keto will work. It is very low carb. In fact, almost no carb. You will lose weight. But anytime somebody comes to my office and says they want to do keto, this is what I ask them. Okay, I'll write you a keto plan. But this summer, can you go all summer without eating watermelon? They look at me and they say, I'm out. Because you can't. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe watermelon isn't your favorite, but can you not have bread then for the rest of your life? It is unrealistic. It really is. And you only have a 5% chance of keeping weight off that you lose unless you do it realistically. And I would hate for you to fall into that statistic. So do it right the first way, and you won't have to be making these lists every single January. All right, moving on. Set goals that are timely. Something like this should take a long amount of time. I don't know why our society and our world and where it came from that we have this understanding, or we think we have this understanding that weight loss should happen fast. We know that it takes 9 months for a baby to be formed, right? We understand that. We know that it's a year for a house to be built. We know that it takes, 10 hours to get on a plane and fly to Europe. Why is it that people think you could lose 10 pounds in a week? It's not possible. It's just this, we have this distorted idea of weight loss and how fast it happens. I have these programs that I do with people. I had this lady text me during my current program after 6 weeks, and she said, I'm really disappointed. I've only lost 7 pounds. And my eyes popped out of my head, and I thought, that's amazing. 7 pounds in 6 weeks is, like, that is more than sufficient. And I asked her why she was upset, and she said she thought she would have lost more. And after speaking with her, it's because of the message that she's being sent through the media with these advertisements that will flat out say, I've lost 30 pounds in 2 weeks. It's not possible. So set your goals timely, but don't be too stringent on the time aspect also, because you want to be motivated, but you don't want to let yourself get off two track. By saying that you're going to take all year to lose 5 pounds. You want to find something that is realistic for you, and for you might be different than for me. Do what is right for you. If you can't live without your pizza on Friday night, then incorporate that in with your plan. But don't eat the entire pizza. Have it in moderation. My next suggestion for goal making is remain accountable. It is very important when you're working towards a goal that things are going to get tough, and you need to make yourself accountable. Telling your friends and your family about your goals is the accountability that you need. It will help you incredibly to have a support system. It'll give you a little push to have this. It will keep you accountable in your everyday life. And it will surround you with the encouragement that you need from those who are following your progress. So don't keep this a big secret. Put it out there. Let everybody know that you are on this path of wellness. You don't have to give specific details, but I think it's really important to let family, friends, coworkers know that you are eating clean, that you are on this wellness path. They need to understand that, no, you're not going out to eat every single day anymore. And no, you aren't having the cinnamon rolls on Friday mornings anymore. Because people are genuinely courteous, and they're going to want to offer you their bagels that they bring in. And you need to be able to politely say no to them without feeling like you're offending them. And this accountability factor is going to be really, really big. So make sure that you let people know. Another thing that I found really interesting, and I've not read any research on this, but usually when people don't tell friends, family, coworkers about a diet or a wellness change, their friends and family are real quiet about complimenting them when they notice weight loss. And I don't know if they feel like they're offending them by saying, hey, Bob, it looks like you've lost a couple pounds. So if you let people know that you're on a diet or that you're trying to lose weight, you tend to get more compliments because people are more open to say, wow, I could really tell that you've lost some weight when they know that you're trying. I found that people that are real quiet about it don't get as much of that because I think maybe people are real shy to open up about letting them know that they've noticed the weight loss. So everybody loves to hear that they look good. So definitely bring everybody on board with their goal setting. Number nine, don't be afraid to ask for help. Anytime that you are entering a new venture, it is crucial to learn from those around you. Asking for help is nothing to be ashamed of. It's actually just freshening your skills. Seeking advice from others is so important. You might need help from friends. You might actually need a mentor. As you progress on with this, and hopefully it will last longer than just the month of January, you might get to the point where maybe you hit a plateau, or maybe you are rocking it and come springtime, you want to venture on to doing something exciting, like running a 5K or doing something you've never done before, and you might seek the advice of somebody. So don't be afraid to ask for help. This kind of ties in with letting your friends and family know about your lifestyle change. The more support you have, the more successful you will be with meeting your goals. And then finally, my number 10 in successful goal setting is continuously assess your progress. As time goes on, our goals are constantly changing and evolving. The result may not look like anything that we initially set out to do. So this can sometimes be a good thing. In order to learn from your mistakes and assess, you should assess your progress continuously. So what I'm saying is what your goals are for you right now might not be what your goals are in March or in June or in November. This is something that I say to my clients when they come to me for their consultations. I hope every single person that comes to me for help, my hope for them is that their goals aren't what they come to me for. I want their goals to change. I want their goals to evolve. That's a great thing because without that means that they haven't met their initial goals. So encourage that upon yourself. You might want to progress from just losing weight to then gaining muscle to then increasing your endurance. It's important to tailor these things into your workouts to fit your goals. Don't just start with a basic goal. Start with a basic goal and know that basic goal is going to blossom into something spectacular. Look at it as planting a seed. Take your seeds that you're going to plant them, and know that they are going to grow. You want to water them every single day. Make sure they get plenty of sunshine. Don't give up on them. The reason why people don't meet their goals is they stop watering them. They stop giving them sunlight. This is what happens with their fitness goals. Everybody is planting seeds in January. Everybody. When I go to Costco next week shopping, I'm going to see right when you walk in the treadmills, the ellipticals, the vitamins. They're all out there. Okay? And I'm not discouraging you from doing that. But what I am telling you to do is listen to this radio show again and do exactly what I said with the 10 goals. Do everything very carefully. Be accountable. Set your goals timely. Be realistic. Make them attainable. Make sure they're measurable. Have them be specific. Write them down. And believe in the process. And certainly believe in yourself. Plant those seeds, water them, watch them grow, and know that it's going to take a long time for them to grow. And as they grow, make sure you nurture them and make sure that they blossom into new goals, because that is the only way that you will succeed. Wishing you all a very, very happy and prosperous new year, hoping that you will create these goals and meet them. And I'm looking forward to helping you strive in 2020.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about